Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Here we are, love,
in this place. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For we welcome the guests of honor in our place today. Truly, this is a blessing. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Want to give glory and honor to God today, for truly he is the head of our lives. We honor his presence and we honor him for being so kind and so compassionate and so faithful towards us this day. We want to honor our very own Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, Deacon Ray Gwynn, our mothers and our deaconesses this morning. And we honor you, our brothers and sisters in Christ, for all that you have done to get to this place of worship on today. It is truly an honor and a privilege to worship with you on today. And we are so grateful to God that you chose to worship with the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church family on today. So we want to say good morning, good afternoon, good day to all of you. I'm not sure where you're calling from. We know that we have people to the south of us, to the east of us, to the west of us, to the north of us on this call this morning. And we are grateful to God that you chose to worship with the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church on today. We are going to have our call to worship. We've established a protocol. We're going to have our call to worship, and it is simply this: bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continuously be in your mouth. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph and forget not all of his many benefits. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generation. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we give the Lord what's due unto him. It's glory and honor, and he is worthy, worthy of all our praise. Just get ready to worship him. Get ready to praise him. Get ready to welcome him into your place.
Into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift up our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Here. Creation declares your glory, and the universe declares your majesty. Still you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up unto your name, say it.
Welcome
into this place.
Into this place.
Come on, let's welcome him tonight.
Welcome
to this
broken vessel.
We know that you desire
to abide
in the praises of
your people.
So we lift,
our hands,
and we lift up our hearts, yes we do, as we offer up
praise unto
your holy name. Come on, Aaron.
Yeah,
your majesty, yet you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto your him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
We do, Lord.
We magnify your name. Oh, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace this morning, thanking you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Father, as we come before your throne of grace, we come with humble hearts. We come with hearts of thanksgiving. Father, we come lifting you up and magnifying your name. Lord, we declare and decree your glory be manifested among us as we worship you, our Savior, our Lord, on this day. We realize that this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you would search our hearts and everything that you find in us, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would remove that thing, because we do not want to grieve your spirit. We do not want to cause you to be disappointed in us. God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Now, God, as we come before your throne of grace, fill us with your presence, fill us with your love, your peace, your mercy, your grace, your tender kindness. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we may live right, do right, talk right, give right.
Father, we come lifting up this nation to you today, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus for our brothers and sisters that are in Ukraine, that are in Russia, that are in China. Today, God, we know, God, that there is wars and rumors of wars. There's pestilence and there's disease. There's trouble in the land, Father God. We know, God, that even in our own cities, Father, there's so much violence. There's so much poverty, there's houselessness, there's famine, there's disease. God, your word told us that in the last days that we would find ourselves living in these kind of situations where mothers would be against daughters and fathers against sons. God, you told us in your word, Father. And God, it's not a surprise to us that we are living here in the midst of COVID and we have got violence on every hand, drunk drivers and drive-by shootings and kidnappings, Father. God, we've got people killing people and not even being concerned about the lives that are being impacted. God, this world is so evil. But we know, Father, you hold this world in the palm of your hand. And nothing is happening that you have not allowed to happen. And so, God, we, your believers, come before your throne of grace today, asking that you would give us, Lord God, an understanding of your word, that we will not be fearful, we will not get frustrated, we will not get angry, but we will continue to give your name the praise. In spite of what we see and what we hear, Father God, we know of the stupidness going on in the Supreme Court, Father God. But we can't do anything about it, but you can.
Yes, yes.
You can turn the channels of a river. Therefore, you can turn the hearts of man. So, God, we come today asking that you would have mercy on us, your people. We come before you humbly, Lord God, asking that you would bless our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated today. Touch those that are in hospitals and nursing homes and convalescent centers. Touch those, Father God, that are in the hospitals, and Lord, they don't even know that they're still here. Bless those that are houseless. Bless those that are looking for jobs this week. Bless those, Father, that are fighting addictions of sex and drugs today. God, touch the mind of your sons and daughters who are considering suicide. Lord, lift up a standard around us, Father God. The Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up the standard. Lord, we praise you today. We lift you up and we magnify you that you, oh God, will lift up a standard, that we will be able to lift up our hung down heads and lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help, realizing that all our help comes from you. So, Father, we praise you now. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for this worship experience. We thank you for all of those that have called in to worship with us on today. We pray that the spirit of praise and worship would saturate their homes, their cars, their cubicles, wherever they may be. They might be at a baseball game, a basketball game, Lord God, a swimming meet, wherever they are today, Lord, in the grocery store. God, consume that place with your presence, that we may worship you, Lord God, for the next 90 minutes. We will worship you in spirit and in truth. We may honor you for all the things that you are about to do in our midst. We bless you and we give you the highest praise. It's in thy son Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Hey, everybody, come on, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Our devotional reading this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 27. I'm reading from the Message Bible this morning. This morning I will be reading from the Message Bible. So we're going to start at verse 19, and we're going to read to verse 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. It says, even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily became a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people, religious, non-religious, meticulous, moralist, loose living, immoralist, the defeated, the demarginalized, whoever. I didn't take on their way of life. I kept my bearings in Christ. But I entered this world and tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be you've all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone wins. Everyone runs. One wins. Run to win. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert, and I am in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else all about it, and then missing out myself. I have read for you 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 27. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers and the doers of his word. Amen.
I just want to pray
forever, come on.
Forever.
We're gonna praise him forever. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I just want to praise you for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's right. Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah. Just want to praise you for all you've done for me. This is our time of pastoral observation. This is the time that we take out the time to thank and welcome all of our first-time worshipers. If you are a first-time worshiper and this is your first time joining us at the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church, and you would like to say good morning, good afternoon, or good day, state your name, the church home you reside, the city in which you reside, the church home you attend, we'd like to give you that opportunity to say good morning to us this morning. We're so excited when we have family and friends to come and worship with us. It is an honor that you chose to worship with us because you could have went anywhere. You could be doing anything right now, but because you've committed your next 90 minutes to us, we want you to know that we appreciate you, we love you, and we're so thankful to God that you chose to worship with the Greater St. Stephen's Church family. If there is one today on the call, press 1. And we can bring you on live that you can say good morning to us. If we were at home, we would have a love flood. It might look a little different because of COVID, but you would know that we were excited that you are worshiping with us because we would, before COVID, we would give big hugs. Amen. During COVID, we fist bump and elbow bump, but you still know that you're loved and you still know that we appreciate you for worshiping with us. So if there is one this morning and you'd like to say good morning, maybe you say, Pastor Black, I've been on the call for a couple of weeks, a couple of Sundays. I just didn't feel the nerve to press 1 and say good morning, but today I do. I'd like to say good morning to the Greater St. Stephen's Church family. We'd like to give you that opportunity. Press 1 on your phone, and we would bring you on live. Amen. We have a thank you card here. It says, grateful and blessed. To the saints of God at the church, Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, we take this time to acknowledge your many prayers and acts of kindness shown to us in our time of bereavement. May the Lord richly bless each and every one of you. Much love, the LaShawn family. So we truly thank God for you, and they are saying thank you so much to the Greater St. Stephen's Church family for the kindness that we've shown towards them. And so we are so grateful to God that we were able to show love and kindness to a family during their time of bereavement. We want to just share a few announcements. Just want to remind everybody our time of coming together. Every Tuesday and Thursday night, we have prayer at 9 o'clock p.m. All you have to do is call our prayer line, and you can be connected to some praying folk. All you have to do is dial 774-220-4000, and that number is 774-220-4000. The code is 55558, press pound. That's at 9 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday. And then on Wednesday night, you can join us. We are an Acts church. What does that mean, Pastor Black? Well, that means just like the church that you read about in the book of Acts, we do those same things. We fellowship together. We pray together. We study the word of God together. And when time permits, we will go back to breaking bread together. Amen. We believe in sharing with each other. We believe in helping each other. And that's what it means to be an Acts church, the book of Acts. Read Acts chapter 1 through 6 to learn more about Greater St. Stephen. You'll also find our name in that book. That's who we were named after, the apostle, the first martyr, Stephen. But you can join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for fellowship, prayer, and Bible study. It's on Zoom. Every Wednesday night, you can upload or download the Zoom app on your phone or your home computer or your laptop or your iPad. It will ask you for a meeting ID. The meeting ID is 876-497-8739. Again, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for prayer, fellowship, and Bible study. You can join us on Zoom. That Zoom link, the meeting ID, 876-497-8739. And then if you can't access the link, you can call in. The number to call in is 253-215-8782. Again, the call-in number for Wednesday night Zoom link is 253-215-8782.
Is there a code with your ID?
The code for the Zoom link is the same as Tuesday and Thursday, 55558. Some people don't need to use the code. Some people do. So it all depends on your service that you have. Amen. I want to remind you that on tonight at 8 o'clock will be the Light of Portland broadcast right here at this number that you dialed this morning or the link that you pressed. You can join us for prayer, praise, and preaching. At 8 o'clock p.m., we're going to be in store tonight for a word from a preacher tonight that's they might be new to us, and they might not be new to us. I'm just going to leave it at that. Amen. But that's tonight at 8 o'clock. On Thursday, April the 7th, the Greater St. Stephen's ministry leaders will be having their monthly meeting. That's Thursday, the 7th of April at 7 o'clock. That is on Zoom. We will be discussing the book that we have been assigned to read. I am a church member. So please have that book read to all of my ministry leaders. Please have completed the book by the 7th. We will be discussing the book on the 7th. I know that Sister Joyce has been making the announcement for the last couple of weeks regarding pastoral appreciation. It's coming up. If you have not got all the details, please reach out to Sister Tanya Jones, Sister Kamisha Black, or Mother Nancy Kimmons for updated information. Sister Joyce has been making those announcements the last couple of Sundays. Sister Tanya, Sister Kamisha were on the line Wednesday night giving directions and instructions. So if you don't have what you need regarding the pastoral appreciation for Saturday, April the 9th, from 3 to 6, please contact Sister Tanya Jones, Sister Kamisha Black, Mother Nancy Kimmons. We will be celebrating our 17th pastoral appreciation on Sunday, April the 10th, from 3 to 4 o'clock p.m. It will be in person. We will be in the house. We will be at Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, 3605 Northeast Mallory, Portland, Oregon, 97212. We will be coming to have a hallelujah good time. Why? Because your worship is going to impact my worship, and our worship will impact the environment, and we are going to pull down the glory of the Lord. Our special guest will be Pastor Michael Dean and the Imago Dei Eastside Campus. So I want you to come and join us. We will be practicing CDC social distance guidelines. You will be asked to wear a mask. We will be sitting 6 feet apart, but we are coming to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
So we are excited about having a hallelujah good time in the Lord. I want to remind our men's ministry that you are scheduled to meet on Friday, April the 1st. I'm sorry, I missed that one. Our men will be meeting on Friday, April the 1st at 6 o'clock p.m. At 6 o'clock p.m. And I don't know if they're going to go Zoom or use the conference call line, but I'm going to give you the conference call line again. The men's ministry will meet at 6 o'clock p.m. Friday, April the 1st. That phone number is 774-220-4000. Amen. Those are our announcements. Looking forward to having a hallelujah good time. I do want to put this announcement out there. On Easter Sunday, which is April the 17th, will be our official morning worship face-to-face. We will be back in the house for morning worship. We will be coming together to worship on Sunday, April 17th at 11:30 a.m. at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, 3605 Northeast Mallory. That's Sunday, April the 17th at 11:30 a.m. We will be having our worship celebration service at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. Well, those are our announcements for the day, my brothers and sisters. I hope that you govern yourselves accordingly and that we will see you, we will hear from you, and that you will touch bases with all of those that you need to touch bases with this week so that we can continue to do all things decent and in order. It is time for praise and worship. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah! If you know anything about me, you know that I love to praise and worship the Lord. I love to give him what's due unto him. I don't know what you've been doing these last couple of minutes, but now is the time that you really stop and give God what's due unto him, some undivided attention, that you can pour your praise out on him, that you can cry out to him, that you can lift up holy hands. You're at home. You're in the comfort of your own home. You can kneel. You can lay prostrate on the floor. You can just lay straight out and just give him all glory and honor that's due unto him. Remember, I've asked us to make sure our private worship is off the chain so that when we come together publicly for corporate worship, it can be ridiculous. It can be stupid, off the hook worship. Amen. I just want the Spirit of the Lord to fall down in your home right now. You might need to pull over if you're driving. Pull over. Tell the people on the bus, don't pay me no attention. I'm getting ready to go in and give God what's due unto him. Let your children know. Come on, y'all. It's time to worship. Let the dog and the cat know. Come on. It's time to give God what's due unto him. Let's make ready now to worship the Lord. Oh, gracious God, our Father, we exalt you. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are so faithful. You are so kind. You are so wonderful. We come before you clapping our hands, giving you praise, giving you glory, giving you honor. We come before you lifting our voices to shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah, because you, oh God, are worthy to be praised. We come this morning, oh God, thanking you for all the things that you have done. We come this morning giving you glory, giving you honor. Oh God, we come to bless you. We come to give you the highest praise. Oh God, We come to pour our praise on you, Lord. Yes. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you today, Heavenly Father. You alone are worthy of all the praise. We lift you up today, oh God. We give you glory and honor today, for you are faithful. You are kind. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. Oh God, we bless your name today, Father. We give you glory in spite of the circumstances. In spite of the situation, we got a yes in our spirit. We got a yes in our belly because we know that you've been good down through the years, oh God. You brought us thus far and you won't leave us, oh God. And therefore, we owe you another praise today. We give you glory and honor today. And we bless your name, oh God. We lift you up. You said in your word that if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So draw us closer today that we may feel your presence, that we may feel your love, that we may see your glory, that we may be delivered from the chains that have been holding us hostage all week long, that we may experience the liberty and the freedom to worship you. We don't take it for granted that we can praise you like because we want to. We don't have to, but we want to give you glory. We want to give you praise. And therefore, oh God, we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We bless your name, Lord God. We present ourselves to you, oh God, that you may get the glory out of our lives, that you may get the honor. It's in thy son Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Praise team, join New Life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know he's wonderful? Put your hands together and sing this. Come on, everybody, clap those hands. Let's say it again. Oh, how wondrous,
oh, how wondrous
is the name.
Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. Forever you get the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you get it.
You get the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the praise.
When the healing comes,
hallelujah.
You get the glory. When the freedom comes,
hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the justice comes,
hallelujah.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You get the praise. Nobody else but you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. 'Cause when the peace comes, you get the glory. When the love comes, you get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory.
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 Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
In every situation.
You get the glory.
Every miracle.
Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, thanking you for what our hearts have received and what our ears have heard. And now, God, as we look to your word, we ask that you would give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, as we go through this lesson, may we understand what humility is in the light of our Lord's commandments. And may we appreciate God's blessings and our need for humility before the Lord. And Father, from this lesson, may we leave this place of worship practicing living a life of humility. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve you this morning as we made it to this point of worship word time. Amen. I'm so excited about our lesson on today. For those of you that have a Sunday school book, we're on page 340. For those of you that don't have a Sunday school book, but you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm going to be reading this morning from the Message Bible, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to be reading Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Old Testament written by Moses. It's a book of reminders. It's a book giving the children of Israel the opportunity to do some things over. It's capturing the history. This is a record of the past. And we know that the records of the past is a memory. So many times people want to leave memories and create memories. I know for our family, it's all about creating memories. It's not about the way things used to be. COVID has now taught us the importance of creating memories for people and each other. And so this lesson today is to help us see a record of the past and to help us take this memory of the past and to make a connection
with the present to help us inform our decision-making as we move forward. So what are you saying, Pastor Black? From Deuteronomy chapter 8, we should specifically think about the faithfulness of God, how he kept us, how he protected us, how he provided for us. And we ought to connect that with what's happening in our lives right now. I don't know what it is you might be going through today, but I want to tell you, it does not compare to the glory that God has for you on the other side of your come through. And so what I want to remind you of today is whatever God brought you through in the past, connect it to your praise for right now and see it propel you to the future for where God has for you to go. So this lesson today is to help us remember the past and connect it with our present situation and help us make decisions as we move forward. Let's read. I'm reading from the Message Bible. Keep it alive. Keep and live out the entire commandment that I am commanding you today so that you'll live and prosper and enter and own the land that God promised to your ancestors. You see right there? This is talking about the past, your ancestors. Keep and remember, keep alive what you've learned. You remember last week we talked about the Passover. We talked about celebrations and holidays. We talked about Juneteenth. So we're to keep those things live. We talked about Kwanzaa. Keep those things of our ancestors alive. Keep the commandments alive by doing them. All right. The next verse says, remember every road that God led you on for those 40 years in the wilderness. Now, let me pause and tell you something here. The children of Israel were on a journey. This journey was supposed to be an 11-day journey. But because of their disobedience, their unfaithfulness, their murmuring and complaining, what should have been done in 11 days took them 40 days. I don't know what you're dealing with in your life 40 years. I don't know what you're dealing with in your life that should have been done yesterday and you're still doing it today. Because you chose to do it like Frank Sinatra said, I do it my way. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, your way ain't always the right way. It ain't always the best way. We need to learn how to get out of God's way so that the Lord's will can be done in our lives. So he says, remember every road that God led you on for those 40 years in the wilderness, pushing you to your limits, testing you so that he would know what you were made of, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He put you through hard times. He made you go hungry. Then he fed you with manna, something neither you nor your parents knew anything about. So you would learn that men and women don't live by bread only. We live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Do you see why I chose to read this morning's reading from the Message Bible? Because it is clear, it is plain, even a baby can understand how God kept and protected the children of Israel while they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They got hungry and he fed them with manna. They called it manna because it came from heaven. They didn't know what it was and they didn't know what else to call it. What is this? But they ate. And they ate good. He said, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister for those 40 years. They didn't have to go to Ross on Tuesday to buy clothes off the clearance rack. Oh, come on, somebody. You know, Tuesday is senior day at Ross for those of you that didn't know. They didn't have to wait on the first Wednesday of the month to go to Walgreens to get hair products and get vitamins and get that things that they needed. God provided for their daily need. He told them, only take what you need for today. Because if they were greedy and took extra, it would spoil. It would spoil and it would smell like fish that had been sitting out in the sun.
Oh, come on, y'all. Anybody smell some raw fish sitting out in the sun? Open up some cabbage that's been in the refrigerator for over 2 or 3 months. Come on, open up some milk that has been sitting in the refrigerator past the expiration date. It stank. It's curdled up. It can't be drunk. It can't be cooked. It can, only can be thrown out. And that's what happened to the manna when they took extra manna that they were trying to hoard for the next day.
Yes.
It would ruin that very same day, and it would bring a stink to the campground. And everybody knew that the person that took more than what they needed did not trust God. They did not depend on God. Oh, my God. What if God was to do that to us today? All he wants us to do is trust and obey. Mother Kim would say, that is the only way. So we read in the Bible, I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 8 again. He says, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister those 40 years. You learned deep in your heart that God disciplines you the same way a father disciplines his child. If you don't discipline your children, why? It's because you really don't love them. You spare the rod, you spoil the child. You discipline your child because you love them. You don't want to see your child put their hand on the hot stove and the stove is hot and it could burn their hand and cause a blister and cause a scar to be on their hand for the rest of their life. So you slap their little hand when they put their hand on the hot stove. You say, no, don't do that. Well, God does us the same way. Why? Because he loves us. All right, verse 6 through 9 says, so it's paramount that you keep the commandments of God, your God. Walk down the roads he showed you and reverently respect him. God is about to bring you into a good land, a land with brooks and rivers, springs and lakes, streaming out of the hills and through the valleys. It's a land of wheat and barley, of vines and figs and pomegranates, of olives, oil and honey. It's land where you'll never go hungry, always food on the table and a roof over your head. It's a land where you'll get iron out of rocks and mine copper from the hills. Oh, saints of God, we ought to give God praise because he will supply our every need. That's what Paul said. He said, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Not according to my riches, not according to Bill Trump, Donald Trump, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, not according to the riches that they've acquired, but according to the riches that the Lord has. I want you to know that my father is rich. He owns houses and land. Uh-huh. And he will provide us with what we need. That's what he did for the children of Israel. He says, after a meal, verse 10, after a meal, how should you be? Satisfied. Blessing God, your God, for the good land he has given unto you. So when God has done verses 1 through 9, this is the response that we should have. The Bible says we shall bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continuously be in our mouth. The Bible says that we should not forget the many benefits that the Lord has bestowed upon us. That's Psalms 103. He has blessed us. He's given us health. He's given us prosperity. He's clothed us in our right mind. He's given us the activities of our limbs. We can breathe. We can smell. We can taste. We ought to bless him. Saints of God, we ought to give him praise. Verse 11 through 16, and then I'm going to be done reading. It says, make sure you don't forget God, your God, by not keeping his commandments, his rules, his regulations that I command you today. Saints of God, let me tell you what those commandments are. And it's a commandment that we've heard over and over again. Yes, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and Moses gave the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel. Yes, we are to follow them. Yes, we are to obey them.
We are not to lie. We are not to kill. We are not to steal. We are not to murmur. We are not to worship false gods. We are not to take the Lord thy God's name in vain. But let's flip it, because Jesus Christ came not to do away with those laws, but to fulfill those laws and to help us and make it easy for us to apply those laws found in Exodus, make them be applicable to our life. He said, this is the greatest commandment. It's not a new commandment. It's the old commandment. He says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what we are to do today. That's what we are to do today. Remember the commandments that God has given, not only to the children of Israel, but that he has given to us. We ought to take time out to look at the record of the past, specifically the faithfulness of God, and use it to help inform our current connection with God as we move forward in him. Let me keep reading because I'm almost done. The Bible then says, make sure that when you eat and are satisfied, build pleasant houses and settle in. See your herds and flocks flourish and more money come in. Watch your standard of living going up and up. Okay, let me pump the brakes. Let me stop right here. He says, watch your standard of living. As you do like the Jeffersons and move on up to the east side, don't forget those that you left behind. Come on, somebody, because everybody in your life will not go up with you because they don't see the vision. They don't understand the plan. They have not decided to live sold out for Jesus Christ. So you're going to have to leave some of them behind, but don't forget them. Go back and help them out. Go, don't forget to be kind. Don't forget. I share with people, you know, the gift of hospitality was given. It was an inherited gift. It was a gift passed on by my grandmothers. I told y'all this last week. My dear would feed everybody. Anybody walking down the street, she would take you in. If you needed a place to stay, you could stay with my dear. And my grandmother, Granny, I call her Granny. If you was family and you was friends of the family, you was family. You could come in and sit at her table. You could eat and dine sufficiently. I made it a point that because my child was going to Florida and going to Louisiana, living her life, and I was depending on other people to extend hospitality to her, I made sure that when somebody treated her with kindness, I treated somebody else's child that had moved here from another state to Oregon. I made sure I treated that child with hospitality. I welcomed that child to come and have Sunday dinner with us, go and hang out with us, go bowling with us, go because they missed home. Our Sunday school lesson asked us a question. I want to see to I can I get to it. It asked us two questions. It asked us two questions. Who are we helping today? Who are we mentoring today? Who are we encouraging today? That's three questions, uh-huh. That was what it said. It asked us that. And then it asked us another thing. It says, how can you pass down lessons that you learned to the generation that's coming? What is it that your grandchildren are going to know that you did that was special? I remember when my grandchildren were little and we would go on dates every Tuesday. I would take them to a movie because it was the cheap night, and then we would go to Denny's because kids under 12 would eat free with each paying adult. And I did that for probably about 2 years. Those were memories that I created for them.
I want them to be able to tell their grandchildren, well, my Mimi used to take us to Denny's and take us to dinner, and I mean to a movie on Tuesday nights, and we did this for 2 years, regardless if we got in trouble that week, we got in trouble in school, she didn't care. It was her time of spending quality time with us. How many of us are going to create memories to pass on to the next generation? All right. So he says, watch your standard of living. Are you going to be kind? Are you going to be humble? Are you going to be gentle? Are you going to be loving? Are you going to be obedient to the word of God? Are you going to be faithful to the word of God? Are you going to fast and pray? Are you going to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? Are you going to give to those that are in need? Are you going to share a word of comfort, a word of encouragement to somebody that's looking for a word of hope? Watch your standard of living. Or are you going to be selfish and hoard everything to yourself? Make sure you don't become so full of yourself. Don't be prideful. Don't be selfish. Don't be conceited. Don't be self-centered. Don't be arrogant. Walk in humility. Walk humbly before the Lord our God. And don't forget God. Are you going to put him first? This is a life lesson. This is a lesson that we can learn today and apply it to our lives and live on and on and on and on. Matthew tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
That's the very first lesson we need to learn. Mm-hmm. And when we learn that lesson, we will then forsake all the dumb stuff, all the evil that's in the world, all of the stuff that comes to try to separate us from the love of God. Remember we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul talks about athletes. He said, all athletes race. Everyone runs, but one person wins. Paul says to us, run to win. He says, no sloppy living. Be alert. Be in top condition. Don't be caught napping. We are running for a prize that's greater than any prize that we could receive here on this earth. And that prize that we are running for, my brothers and sisters, is the prize of eternal life. I want to hear Jesus welcome me into heaven's gates. I want to hear him say, come on up, my daughter. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on and let me make you ruler over many. I want to give you the crown of righteousness. I want to give you the crown of life, that you may live in a land that has been prepared for you, that's flowing with milk and honey. I want to let you live in a mansion that has been prepared for you, not by the hands of man. I want you to be able to walk the streets of gold. I want you to have new eyes, new ears, a newer heart, new lungs, new kidney, new levels of your blood pressure and your sugar. Come on, somebody. Forever. As we continue to live and move forward, let us not forget what God has done for us. Let us be reminded of all of the many benefits that he has bestowed upon us. Look at what Psalms 103 says, and I'm getting ready to, as the preacher would say, take my seat. He says, oh, my soul blesses God. From the head to the toe, I will bless his holy name. Oh, my soul blesses God, and I will not forget a single blessing. He forgives me of my sins, every one of them.
He heals me of my diseases, every one of them. He redeems my soul from hell. He saves my life. He crowns me with love and mercy. He's given me a crown for paradise. He's wrapped me in goodness. I've got a beauty that's eternal. Mary J. Blige, she just reminded us that every morning we ought to wake up and say, good morning, gorgeous. Not because of the makeup, not because of the lotion, but because of the eternal beauty that God has graced us with. He will renew our youth. We will become young again in his presence. My brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today. Do not forget the past, the memories of the past, the record of the past. Don't forget them, specifically the faithfulness of God. You must connect the past with the present to help you move forward in this life. My brothers and sisters, God is good to us. And he is so faithful. And he wants us to be grateful for all that he has done for us. Let us now receive our benediction. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forevermore. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, lease. We forget. In Jesus' name, be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things that you have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
I'm grateful.
The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from